Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
What the hell is that?
Just something.
Just a little something I keep in my pocket when I'm bored.
It's attached to my sack, and I just press a button, and it goes off.
I call it the sack sounder, you know? I can't hardly hear it. Sounds like a drill or something.
Keep a it's drill, a fun toy.
A drill attached.
It's
to
a stupid toy. Now, hey, everybody, Miles.
You already said that.
Are gonna say yeah, I know. Welcome to Static Radio, the funniest podcast you're ever going to listen to.
That's a bold statement.
Tonight.
Yeah, the funniest podcast you're listening to right now.
That's right. Probably today, anyway.
Probably funnier, you know. Anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I got such a headache.
Headache, huh?
Yeah. It's been like, you know, really hot.
Yeah, no fooling. What's with this hot? Man?
It got me. I don't know.
It's like
I'm trying
way
to,
hot.
I went swimming with the kids, and my son seems to think that the game is try to twist dad's head off and grabs me by the neck, you know, and kind of swings himself around like it's a, you know, something like a pole or something. Hell, I don't know. My neck's killing me. I got a headache.
Pinata!
Pinata. Yeah, exactly. We got to get this whale back in the ocean.
Orca, live. Live, Orca.
So,
Shamu.
I'm like, don't be so rough. God, you're killing me.
My implants are coming out.
My pectoral implants.
Yeah. I was thinking more of your hair implants.
Oh, yeah.
Your extension.
Thanks. Thanks. Thank you very much. Girl, you know it's true. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of fake body parts.
Right.
I'm currently going through some dental work. And,
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I have, it's kind of crazy, so I'll try to explain it to you. But, I guess it's been 10 years ago or something like that, I got what's called veneers put under my front teeth. You know what this is? You know what I'm talking
about?
Some
people call them chiclets, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they look like chiclets.
Right, and you needed
them. They look like Peter Sellers.
Yeah, you needed them bad. You had some funky gray-looking teeth.
I did, right. So I got these things in my... Now, I had to have them replaced now because they're only supposed to last like 5 years or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm kind of over the limit. So I'm getting replaced. So in the meantime, what they do is they put this temporary on you.
Yeah.
So it looks fine. Yeah. I mean, it looks just like your regular teeth. But the problem is it's all kind of one big piece, so it takes some getting used to.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like wearing a fake retainer, but it's stuck to your teeth.
Oh.
So, but it's not as strong as the veneers.
Sure.
So, and of all things, I'm eating a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Now, it happens to be that crusty bread from Panera.
Right.
You know what Panera is?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's called St. Louis Bread Company down here, but it's called Panera. Right. Everywhere else in the Midwest, it's called fucking Panera, except for down here. So.
Right.
I take a bite of this fucking crusty bread, and pew, I shoot a piece of my tooth out. I can't wait to get it, because now for like the last 2 weeks while I'm waiting for my appointment, I've got like really nice looking teeth except for this sliver in between, essentially right on one of my front teeth that's revealed the horribleness that is my real teeth. So it looks like I got this giant space in my teeth.
Yeah.
Because my teeth, because to put the veneer on, they have to kind of shave them down. Kind of like, in a way, kind of like the lizard man.
You're kind of like beneath Planet of the Apes, where people were wearing those masks and they take them off and they look like really hideous.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you look like.
Thank you.
So you'd be like, I will show my true teeth.
I will show my true teeth. Well, the terribleness of the teeth is the fact. And no, you can go look it up on the internet or whatever, but. When I was a kid, I've had asthma, you know, my whole life. So when I was a kid, they gave me what was called tetracycline. Now, don't ask me how to spell the fucking thing.
That's
but if you
for
could type
crazy
it into
people,
a search
isn't
thing.
It?
What?
Isn't that for crazy people or something?
No, no, it was for asthma. It could be still for crazy people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what the deal was is then when my teeth were coming in, it stained them. And I mean it stained them to the fucking core.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
So not only was were my teeth gray before, but yeah. whenever they shave off a little bit, it's essentially black. I have a black tooth.
Yeah,
that's escaping now
it.
From my facade. It's broken
Ooh.
Facade. So.
Ooh, that's got to look cute.
Yeah, it does. I look like a hillbilly. I look like I'm missing part of a tooth, to be honest. Unless you look really close, it looks
even
like
more
I got this
so.
Big gaping gap. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Junior Samples with bad teeth.
Oh, hey there. What are you doing there? So I'm having to live with this for like 2 weeks now. I just can't
oh,
wait to
God.
Get this done. But
yeah. yeah,
I'm trying to think of a funny part of this story other than the fact that I bit down
no.
on a piece of Panera and it shot a piece of my tooth through it.
Was it a real hard piece? I mean, what was it? Like a...
It was like... well, actually, it was French...
Roll...
French sandwich.
Franche.
Thing.
Franche. Au jus.
I said, ho, 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 ho.
You have au jus? Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Fa, 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 fa.
I whistle now when I talk.
Yeah, so now I sound like Gopher
Super.
From Winnie the Pooh. Hey, Sculpers! Hey, Poohs! Hey, rabbits, you got any of those carrots?
That's great.
Oh, bother. Pooh, where's Gopher? Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just watching this homemade video of Miles Tidal in a bathroom stall at a gay bar.
Yeah, right. All
it's
right.
on YouTube.
Yeah. Sure.
So, right. yeah, I'm enjoying my newfound fame of being, you know, the black tooth guy. So.
Are people making fun of you or, like, staring at it? Or?
That's a good question. I think they are.
Yeah.
But they might not be. I don't know. I'm
the, they're like,
sensitive.
No, we're not. We're not.
What, did, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. That's what it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you knew me the whole time with the whole
yeah.
gray teeth coming on there.
Yeah, I remember I was kind of keeping a journal there for a while in college.
Yeah.
And I remember I mentioned something about it.
Today, I organized my CD collection. And I noticed that Bob's teeth are really gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the guy doesn't brush. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was pretty close to that, actually. That's the funny part.
And then the reality is that I was a victim of late 1960s bad medicine. So.
I just figured you were lazy. I didn't.
Yeah. No, I brushed my teeth.
You look like a classic stoner when I met you, basically. So.
Well...
You know, I thought, well, he's just partied too hard, man. He's got no teeth left.
Dude, my teeth look like weed.
That's what happens with too much weed. I don't know. I was like, I met you. You were like Keith Richards or something.
Hey, like, what classes are you taking?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what you were like when I met you, man. You're like, oh,
come
man.
On. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what you look like. You didn't act like it.
Well, true.
Like
I did
it.
Look that way. That's probably
yeah.
true. I was very...
You're a little, you know, snooty, but yet you looked like a stoner. You know, like a snooty stoner.
I was a very... Yeah, I still am kind of that way. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
You look like this you're snooty stoner-looking, like, dude that probably should have went like, to U of I versus Southern or something.
That's true. Well, you know, I felt like I should be at U of I, but I didn't really have the budget for
man.
It, so.
Let's go to Southern, man.
I'll just hang out here.
Don't
I'm not as
so
dirty
close
as I look.
To me.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember that. That was freakish, man.
What? That would look dirty or that my teeth
No,
were
just
great?
Meeting you. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, that's really freakish, man.
You look like one of those people in Texas Chainsaw Massacre family.
You need to get back to the bar room at Tatooine, man. Go hang around with Han Solo and Chewbacca, man. That's where you look like you're from, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were so freakish looking, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. I wasn't really bringing this up for this conversation.
Well, you know, I'm putting my own spin on it. I'm sorry.
All right. No problem.
I'm glad you're taking care of your teeth. I'm glad to hear that because they were pretty hideous there for a while.
Well, I
they were like
other
freakish.
People were helping me. Yes.
They were freakish, man. Ugh.
They're brackish.
Ugh. God.
Yeah, but if there's other people out there, I feel your pain. I mean, I grew up with that, so.
Yeah.
So and it really didn't slow me down that much, so.
Yeah.
Obviously didn't stop me from eating, so.
Yeah, amen there. Amen.
But, I mean, it's just kind of a weird deal because, you know, I went from not smiling with my teeth like most people do. You know, you show your teeth when you smile.
Yeah.
I used to try not to smile showing my teeth.
Yeah.
And then now I've had 10 years of being able to do that with some regularity, and now I'm trying not to do it again. So
you could probably make money being on one of those Orbitz commercials or something.
With the before and the after.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, I was scaring my children after they took off the old veneers before they prepped me for the temporary, and I showed them. And I had literally, it's similar but not quite as pointy as the lizard man's teeth, but black.
If people.
I should take a picture of this or something.
You should. It is. Oh, it gives me the. Ugh.
I'll see if I can't get my wife to take a picture. So.
Yucky.
Nice.
Yucky, man. Oh.
Yeah, well.
It's gross. It's like.
You know, I think we've gone on enough about this.
Yeah. I don't. Ugh.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Enough with that.
All right.
What's going on with you?
I went to House on the Rock.
Are you still thinking about my teeth?
I'm trying to not think about it, all right? Yeah.
That's weird.
Shit.
It's weird stuff.
Oh, man.
So anyway. House on the Rock, I don't know. You guys have been there like a bazillion times. So.
Your teeth are kind of like Michael Jackson, I guess, a little bit.
What do you... They don't, like, leave me at night looking for little boys, if that's what you're insinuating.
No,
your
I mean,
it's, doing.
You know, the whole color issue, you know, and the whole...
You want me to sing Ebony and Ivory again? Is that
what you're trying to... They're kind of, you know, like, dark there for a while, and now they've lightened up.
Oh, there you go. Well, they're fake right now. So.
Yeah, that's weird.
The deal was, at one point, I tried to whiten them with, like, whiteners.
Oh, forget it. Yeah,
and it didn't work. Actually, whenever I came to college, when you saw me, I had been using whiteners for probably, like, 6 or 8 months.
Oh, my God.
But talk about
pissing away your money.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well.
Man.
The thing is, though, we finally figured out we couldn't whiten them because they were dark all the way through. So the deal was there just was no getting around. They did get a little bit lighter, but not drastically or dramatically whiter. So
you could have been on Ripley's Believe It or Not with those teeth.
Actually, look, Jack Palance has kind of got black teeth. If you look,
believe it or not. Oh, not.
I sound just like him with this whole bad.
I know. Oh, man. It's just creeping me out thinking about it. Ugh. His little nubby teeth.
In India, 20 years ago, the yogi swallowed a whole city. Believe it or not. Doesn't my daughter look delicious? Believe it. Remember his daughter used to host a show with
Sweet Holly or whatever her name
is. Yeah, I think that was her name, Holly.
Bob's mother was scared by a dentist, and her child was cursed with black, grayish teeth. They're hideous, aren't they? Yes.
Believe it
or not.
Or not.
Thanks to the miracle of science, we'll turn this freak into a showpiece.
There you go.
If you will.
Thanks, a showpiece.
He looks like Peter Marshall now. Look at him. He's beautiful.
Center square. Paul in. Oh, Peter.
Hey, Dapper Dan. Hey.
Tell us, Paul.
He looks like one of the freaking Osmonds. Look at him. He's beautiful now. His veneers.
I'm little Jimmy Osmond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
How about total makeover? Shit. God.
Enough already. Gee,
I know. I can't even focus, man. I'm just thinking about those black nubby teeth. Man.
Oh,
it's like corn gone rotten or something.
Oh,
thank mouth.
You.
It's like rotten thank kernels you. Of corn. Or,
oh, my goodness. I'm the scarecrow. I think that I've had enough. I'm going to go weep.
All right.
Excuse me.